God dwells not in the head, in the heart. God's not known by theology. God's not known by mental conception. God's known by an old-fashioned, sanctified, born-again experience. That's in the human heart.
Yet men and women live a good life and love God by mental conception. But the real hiding place is in the heart, hid with Christ. And when Christ, the Holy Spirit, comes into your heart, He is in you with your temperaments, and He's living His own life to His own will through you. Hallelujah! No, that sounds awful, but it's right. Christ, so yielded you are, that Christ speaks the kind of words He'd speak. He thinks the kind of thoughts He would think through you. He does the kind of works He would do through you. You are yielded and resting. What a beautiful picture of a consecrated priest.
Hey.
Yielded. Christ working through. Paul said, to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Not me that liveth anymore, but Christ that liveth in me. Christ living in the individual so surrendered. Christ speaks through the lips and thinks through the mind, sees through the eye, acts through the temperaments. Hallelujah! And the things of the world has passed away. How can it be anything but sweet and pleasant all the time?
Oh, hallelujah.
Christ has got control.
Oh.
Amen. You see it? That's what it is Christ in you.
Hey.
Christ in you. You say, well, you say, I believe that to be the truth, Brother Brad. That's right, it's in here, but has it come here? If it is, then your whole makeup is Christ. Your attitude, your desires, your appetite, your everything is Christ. Yielded. Resting. Everything perfect. No matter how dull it looks or how black it looks, still it's the same. Christ is in you. He speaks to the sinner in the voice that He would speak to him in. He speaks to the prostitute in the voice that He would speak to them in. He thinks to your mind the very thoughts, and He speaks to your heart the very way that He would if He was your own earth. And you're no more your own, but you're surrendered.